Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Are you kidding? Did you really think I was going to do the coffee challenge? No. And you shouldn't either. I'm Adrian Mayfield, and I am here to talk to you about the CoFit Challenge. Because as I was scrolling through my social media, I kept running across stuff in my feed. As you know, you don't get to necessarily choose what comes across your feed anymore because people are being paid for their ads, they're being paid for their reels, they're being paid for everything. And so the platform recommends the people they want you to watch. They can recommend you the people you should be friends with. They recommend the people that you should follow rather than you choosing yourself. Well, that in itself should give you pause. Did I say who I am? I'm Adrian Mayfield, just in case you have no idea who I am. And I'm here to talk about the CoFit Challenge because I'm seeing grown-ups, I'm seeing kids, I'm seeing everyone. Not literally everyone, but lots of people on social media doing this CoFit Challenge dance. And so it kept ringing in my head, the beat. And I'm a person who is very, very aligned with sound. So I hear sounds in the spirit. I hear sounds. I hear lyrics. That has always been that way, even before I became saved, when I used to listen to secular music like 95 South and all that when I was in college. Whoop, There It Is, and all those songs that we used to dance to at the Williams Center. But I've always been very sensitive to lyrics and sound. So it's something I can't turn off. I can't stop it. I have no control over it. So whereas many people are caught up in the beat, they get mesmerized by the beat and they're not listening. Even when I used to be dancing to songs, I was very aware of the lyrics. And so I wanted to sound the alarm. I wanted to give you a warning today because many of you are mindlessly, I hope you're not consciously, I think that you're mindlessly listening to this music, you're mindlessly following these people, and you're being indoctrinated into darkness. Now, this CoFit Challenge, of course, is a song, CoFit, by Beyoncé, on her most recent album, I believe. I don't know because I don't really follow her. The only reason why I ever have to listen to the lyrics and do these kind of videos is because you guys listen to the music and you dance to the lyrics. And you make videos to the lyrics and it hits my feet. And then the Holy Spirit says, hey, remember, I called you. You're a watchman. You have to warn the people. You have to speak out. Even if they treat you like Jeremiah, even if they treat you like one of the apostles, even if they won't listen, even if they stuff their ears and they won't listen to what you have to say, I'm still calling you to say it. So here I am to talk to you about the CoFit Challenge. I don't know how many of you have actually listened to the lyrics again, because I think you get into the beat, you get into the movement, you get into the artist. You think, oh, this artist is great. I love her. She makes this great music, this dance music, and you get into it. But you got your kids and you yourself dancing to a song that is about activities. I think you're not supposed to say that word, so I want to be careful about saying it, although lots of people say it and do it and all kind of stuff is here. But about doing things that only married people should do. Let's just say it like that. And it's talking about getting drunk, getting high. And the whole song is a very erotic, it's a very sensual song. And so I have not listened to the song all the way through. I didn't have to, because I heard a couple of words at the very first two lines when I saw it hit my feet and I saw people doing this challenge, this dance, and I saw groups of children doing it. I saw groups of adults doing it. I saw teachers in schools doing it. And I was like, what in the world? How does this person get this much influence and have people in a situation where they've just turned off their brains? They've turned off their eyes. They've turned off their ears. Because I would hope that in a real world, in a moral world, in a good world, where people were aware of good and evil, dark and light, that people wouldn't consciously be listening to this kind of music. I mean, the song is very nasty. It's very vulgar. It's very explicit. And it talks about things that children certainly shouldn't be listening to, much less adults. And so to have your children learn a synchronized dance to this song and for you to be singing along and them, I hope to God they're not singing it. So this is somewhat of a warning. This is somewhat of a challenge. This is somewhat of a rebuke, because I don't understand what is wrong with people. I don't understand why we're so blindly just following things and not paying attention. You got to pay attention. This is not the day and age. God did not choose you to be born in this time, in this season, if you're a person, for you to be a person who doesn't listen, who doesn't pay attention. Because guys, guess what? There's a lot of deception here, a lot of mixture, a lot of light that people are missing because they're misinterpreting darkness as light. The Bible says that Satan masquerades as an angel of light. And we know many, many people, many false religions have been started because people thought they heard God. They thought they heard God. They thought they heard God's voice. They thought God gave them a book. They thought God gave them a dream. They thought God gave them a vision. They thought their dead relative came and gave them a potion or some medicine to make for people. All this stuff is demons. It's demonic. Because if it doesn't align with the word of God, God didn't say it. And so I'm very, very disturbed at the amount of people. Seemingly, my videos are usually targeted toward Christians, although I would love for unbelievers to also watch. Because my hope is that you will find the truth and light of Jesus Christ, give your life to him, and become a part of the winning team. That you'll switch kingdoms and come and live for Jesus Christ. So that's always my hope. But I know that my audience is usually largely Christian. And so I speak and talk to Christians. Because I see Christians, I see people who say that they're Christians, people who say they love Jesus, people who say they go to church. You're doing this stuff. You're doing the same stuff the world is doing. You're operating the same level of carnality that the world is operating in. So what's the difference? The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? What does light and dark have in common? You shouldn't have that much in common to where you could be in close fellowship with someone who's not operating in the same kingdom. And so if you have not, I don't want to like cause a huger spike in the sale of the albums or anywhere, because it's already in the billions, I'm sure. But if you're an adult, I would like for you to just go read maybe the first three or four lines. Because the first three or four lines is all you'll need to read to know that you shouldn't be having your children synchronize a dance to it. You shouldn't be dancing to it. You shouldn't be listening to it. It's filthy. And so I just wanted to sound the alarm. I wanted to warn you. I know I do a lot of these videos, but it's what God has called me to do, because you're not going to have the excuse of not knowing. All your friends might be with it. You might be with it. Your coworkers might be with it. You might not have anybody to tell you this is foul, this is wrong, this is not God. And so God uses me in that way to warn you, to sound the alarm, to let you know this ain't God, guys. The COVID challenge, it ain't God. So I want you, if you're an adult, as I said, to go and just read maybe the first stanza. That should be enough for you to know that you need to take your video down. You need to stop promoting it. Stop saying this is great. Stop looking at videos of kids doing it and talking about how they're killing it and how good it is and how awesome it is. You need to get some control over your eye gate, over your ear gate, and ask the Holy Spirit for some discernment. Because if you do not, you're going to be deceived in this evil day. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. We thank you that you have given us the discerning of spirits, the gift of discerning of spirits. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you have agreed and decided and loved us so much that you would come and live inside of us and partner with us to testify of Jesus, to convict the world of sin, and to lead us into truth. We are lovers of truth. We tighten the belt of truth around our waist. We put on the helmet of salvation. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We take the shield of faith, and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We love the truth. We are lovers of truth. We are not lovers of darkness. And we pray that you'll continue to bring conviction to our hearts, that you'll begin to shine your light and expose areas of darkness, even in our own lives and in our hearts. We do not want to miss the abundant life Jesus died to give us. We don't want to miss heaven. We don't want to miss having a thriving relationship with you. And we don't want to offend you or grieve you or cause you to mourn. So forgive us for our ignorance. Forgive us for our darkness. Forgive us for our carnality. Forgive us for the areas of our lives that do not align with your perfect plan for our lives. And help us to get ourselves together. Because we don't want to be in handcuffs. We don't want to be in bondage. We don't want to be enslaved. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Please share with a friend if you're watching on YouTube. Subscribe. Click the notification bell. If you're watching on Facebook, please like the video and share with someone that you may have seen doing this and tell them, take it down. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.